This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Click the box requesting a free consultation. Full service means family law. Full service means divorce. Full service means full service. Your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and longtime, loyal, generous supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, whether it is a custom gift for all players. We did custom hats earlier this year at Todd Wright Tour XXXI. Gift baskets to reward a particular player who wins an on-course contest, as team captain Chris Elias did at the most recent event at Plantation Palms. He was presented with a BLG gift basket, ironically on his birthday, in the middle of the ninth fairway after winning the closest to the pin for his group on number four. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. It is a pleasure to have them at every event. They add enthusiasm, positive energy, and do a lot for my golf tournaments. Remember, they are your full-service law firm when you are in need of legal assistance, Brandon Legal Group. Bill Curry Ford, if you are in the market for a new vehicle or you want to change vehicles and would like to see their pre-owned inventory, I invite you to visit Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry and ask for Sean Sullivan. Sean is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, and Sean is an enormous football fan. He has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. He plays in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. He also writes the checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League for $1,000. And remember, there is never any entry fee to play in any of my fantasy football leagues. So if you are in the market and you do not like going through the car buying process, you have a friend at Bill Curry Ford if you mention me and ask for Sean Sullivan. Tell him you listen to Todd Wright on the podcast. He will connect with you. He will listen to your needs, and you will go from there. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for podcast purposes is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Instagram at ToddWright2121. Twitter at ToddWright2121. Facebook or whatever it is named today, I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. This podcast seems too easy, but I have to do it because it feels like there's a college football fan base out there and some college football talking heads who are living in denial. They are the fan base for the Cincinnati Bearcats and the talking heads who are pleading their case. You are living in denial. You are ignoring everything that has happened in the history of the college football playoff. You are ignoring the fact that Cincinnati has already accepted an invitation to join a different conference because of what is happening. And they accepted that invitation before the first college football rankings came out this year. The chatter is a waste of time. All it does is make the University of Cincinnati fan base feel better emotionally. There's no reason for it. It is the equivalent of wasting breath and words saying the phrase, "It is what it is." You can't have it both ways. You can't leave the American Conference to join the Big 12 and complain that as a member of a non-Power 5 conference, you are on the outside looking in at the college football playoff. You're a hypocrite. There is no reason to have this discussion. There is no precedent for a non-Power 5 to play in the college football playoff. It is also the impetus for ongoing conversations to expand the playoff to 8 or 12 teams. In the meantime, nothing has changed. So why are we having this discussion? Did the Cincinnati fan base not hear the bitching, complaining, whining from UCF fans for years? If they didn't hear it, God bless them, because I heard way too much of it, and it changed nothing. So if at the end of this season, if Cincinnati wants to declare themselves national champions, put the words 2021 national champions on their stadium, sell t-shirts, have a parade, act like they won the national championship, just like UCF did a few years ago, go ahead. Because it's a waste of time. And if it wasn't a waste of time, you wouldn't be leaving the American Conference for the Big 12. So I'm not going to waste any time acknowledging the bitching, the whining, the moaning from the Cincinnati fan base. The head coach of the University of Cincinnati takes shots at the head of the committee. I actually like the head of the committee because he took a shot at Cincinnati. He said, "Who have you beaten since you beat Notre Dame?" The answer is, you've beaten your conference schedule, which has no one other than you in the top 25 of the college football playoff. The biggest issue, I guess, here is that Cincinnati is ranked below Ohio State. So this is a regional thing. You know, we went through all this lead up to Michigan State, Michigan, big brother, little brother. This isn't big brother, little brother. This is the bully down the street who's always had his way and is better than you. That's what this is. If Cincinnati was 5 and Ohio State was 6, I don't think we'd be hearing as much of this. At least not from the people who know. The AP poll doesn't mean shit. You want an era where the polls mean something for who plays for the college national championship? Welcome to 20 years ago. Yeah, that's long gone. Because people like you said, it didn't work. So it was replaced by the same type of committee that puts together the perfect NCAA basketball tournament. Now, I'll add, the head of the committee should not only ask Cincinnati, who have you beaten since winning at Notre Dame? He should ask, who did you beat before you beat Notre Dame? Because if Cincinnati was serious about posting a resume and trying to set a precedent in the college football playoff era, where no one outside the Power 5, which includes Notre Dame, plays in the national semifinals with an opportunity to play in the national championship game, then you don't frickin' schedule Murray State and Miami of Ohio. You don't. You can't control your conference schedule. You can control your non-conference. I love that you played at Notre Dame, and I love that you won at Notre Dame. I'll also give you that you played it at Indiana, although that's a bit of a regional recruiting type game. But I'll give you that's a good idea. Playing Murray State and Miami of Ohio does nothing for you in this argument. It's honestly worse than your conference schedule. It is. It's worse. So it's a self-inflicted wound. Doesn't help you. And yes, The committee is basically saying that everything Ohio State has done since losing to Oregon, which is ranked ahead of Ohio State, rightfully so, for now, until Oregon loses another Pac-12 game, which they will. This happens in the Pac-12 every year in recent years. The Pac-12 will not be part of the college football playoff. They won't. But since Ohio State lost to Oregon, who have they beaten? They've beaten a Big Ten schedule. What has Cincinnati done since beating Notre Dame? They've beaten an American Conference schedule. Edge Ohio State. And for Luke Fickle on his radio program, and I have an interesting connection to the host of this program, Dan Horde. The trivia question is, who were the final four candidates for the original play-by-play baseball announcers for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays? There were four. Dan Horde was one of them. The two who got the job were Charlie Slows and Paul Olden. And the fourth was me. And I took my name out of the running because I had just started working for ESPN Radio nationally, and I felt pursuing that route was better for my life and my career. And it was. But that's my connection to Dan Horde, who apparently hosts the Luke Fickle radio show, where Luke questioned whether or not the committee member ever played football, which is irrelevant. Luke's basically appealing to the emotions of his fan base so they can applaud and feel good about themselves. It probably is destructive. So I would warn Coach Fickle not to do it going forward. You might want to try to get on the good side of the head of that committee rather than questioning his credentials. Because I don't think, Luke, you could do his job. He's not trying to do yours. The better question isn't, will Cincinnati make the playoff? Because they won't. That question's been answered for years. I will bring up that Cincinnati should be praised, and so should the committee, that a non-Power 5, unbeaten, is ranked higher in the initial rankings than unbeatens in two Power 5 conferences, Oklahoma and Wake Forest. Although we all know if Oklahoma wins out, an unbeaten Oklahoma gets in the playoff. They do. We've seen it happen. It will happen again. An unbeaten Wake Forest, first of all, that phrase is tough to say. An unbeaten, you almost, my filter just kicks in. An unbeaten Wake Forest probably doesn't. But it also feels like it's just not going to happen. But that is being ignored by the people whining, bitching, wasting time, complaining about what has been the pattern of the college football playoff, rather than acknowledging the pattern, seeing that the attempted fixes to the pattern and increase the playoff to 8 or 12 teams. Teams like BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF leaving the lesser conference to join the party, which they've already agreed to do. They just are trying to make themselves feel better. And for the analysts who are siding with Cincinnati and making an argument for them, why are you doing this? You just look stupid. You're just jerking off their fan base. Stop. Stop. Stop acting silly. But yeah, I think this ultimately comes down to Ohio State being 5 and Cincinnati being 6. So, in the words of Sam Weish, I say to those in the University of Cincinnati fan base, you don't live in Columbus. You live in Cincinnati. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Bill Curry Ford. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.